Oh, all right.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. President Obama says he doesn't like all of it, but he is expected to sign it, probably today. It is a $400 billion spending measure to keep the federal government operating through October. Congress passed it last night. It contains thousands of controversial earmarks inserted by members of both parties. The president is also scheduled to announce today how he will reform the earmark system. The Dow is once again bumping its head on 7,000. It sprang up almost 400 points yesterday to 6,926 after that upbeat memo from the CEO of Citigroup. Fed Chair Ben Bernanke did his part, too, by calling for reforms in the financial system. Staples says its fourth quarter profit dropped 14%. Wall Street had hoped for better, and Staples shares are down in pre-market trading. Asian markets were up sharply today. The disturbing news from Asia came from China, which reported a 25% plunge in exports last month. Major European markets are mixed at this hour. Germany's biggest airline, Lufthansa, reports a 65% drop in net profit for 2008. One stock that has been hammered lately is eBay. It seems more consumers are preferring price tags on their online items rather than taking their chance on an auction. Well, today, eBay has invited financial analysts to its headquarters in San Jose to try to win back the hearts of investors. Marketplace's Amanda Aronchik has more.
Remember the thrill of winning that rare Beanie Baby at your first online auction? If you're like most consumers, that thrill wore off pretty fast.
The problem is that people don't want to wait a week to find out whether or not they got the item. They want to kind of get in and get out.
Krista Quarles tracks internet companies for Thomas Weisel Partners. She says eBay has struggled this past year while its main competitor, Amazon, has grown. Both now sell fixed price items, but she says Amazon is where people look first. And eBay's auction marketplace, what it's best known for, it isn't the moneymaker it used to be. So today, analysts expect to hear a lot about eBay's other online business, PayPal.
We've kind of joked that they're essentially going to change the ticker to PYPL, i.e. focus on the PayPal business away from the marketplace business because there's not really a positive story there.
Quarles says that PayPal generates a third of eBay's revenues, and she says it has the potential to become an online payment franchise to rival Visa, MasterCard, or American Express. I'm Amanda Aronchik for Marketplace.
Yesterday, we told you about a deal between a Boston energy firm and the Lakota Sioux to build a wind farm in central South Dakota. Today, Lori Stern of American Radio Works looks at how the project could help transform the lives of tribal members.
Ashley Elkanation is driving her 14-month-old son home from daycare. She's 21 and a single mother. She works part-time as a cashier and lives with her parents.
I can't have my own house because the bills are too high. My job's not enough to be paying bills and stuff, and I can't afford to get my own car. This is my stepdad's car.
Ashley wants to be a carpenter. She may soon get a chance. The Lakota Sioux just signed a $400 million deal to build a wind farm with Boston-based Citizens Energy. The wind has always been strong and steady up here. Now it may also be profitable.
It could definitely turn the economics around, the poverty around.
Carlisle Ducheneau monitors water quality for the tribe. He says the deal will provide up to 40 jobs initially and more as the project grows.
We contract out a lot of services. We could have all that here. So that professionalism that we seek, this could certainly provide that.
Ashley Elkanation says she plans to apply for a job at the wind farm.
I like that it's going to be energy sufficient or whatever. Hopefully it'll help out on global warming and maybe the electric bill won't be so high.
It may be years before the monthly electric bill gets lower. For now, there will be jobs and job training. A tribal college on a neighboring reservation begins offering classes on wind turbine maintenance next fall. In Eagle Butte, South Dakota, I'm Lori Stern for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
The American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery says patient volume has fallen by a third during this recession. But LA Times business columnist David Lazarus says there is one elective procedure that might actually thrive amid this economic fallout. David, tell us what you found out.
This last weekend, I was at one of the leading hair transplant facilities in Los Angeles, the New Hair Institute. I had thought going into this thing that a cosmetic surgery that is not covered by insurance, there is no way that you'd see a busy waiting room at the open house that I attended. In fact, it was packed with guys, thinning hair, balding, and these guys were there shopping for a surgery that can run, on average, about $6,000 or $7,000.
How do you account for the fact that these companies are doing such thick, wavy business?
Well, just parting all the information here, I talked to the head of the New Hair Institute, a guy named William Rassman, and he essentially said, look, you got a lot of guys who are here for vanity. There's no question about it. But in this economy, you're seeing the vanity customers dropping off a bit. And what he's seeing more are guys coming in who feel that they will be at a competitive disadvantage in the job market unless they have a bushy, wavy head of hair. And so they're coming in trying to get this surgery in hopes, as an insurance policy, that if they have to go out and compete for a job, well, God forbid it doesn't go to that guy down the street who's coming in without any follicle problems.
How big a market is this?
Well, you talk to the experts and they say, look, millions of guys, in fact, perhaps half of all men, start losing their hair by the time they hit middle age. When I asked Dr. Rassman whether he expects this to be a growing part of his business, he said, well, as long as the economy stays like this, a driver is going to be workplace issues and job market issues. But once the economy turns around, he says he expects it to be pure narcissism once again.
LA Times business columnist David Lazarus, thanks.
Thank you.
So how are you dealing with the fallout? Tell us your story at marketplace.org. Just click on that link that says contact. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.